This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Olympic Games from Athens to San Juan. First, to upstate New York. 60 years ago, during World War II, the U.S. built a camp there in Oswego for European war refugees. It was the only such camp in the country. At one time, about 1,000 refugees lived there. Last weekend, some of them were back in Oswego for a reunion. From member station WRVO, Sky Road reports.
There isn't much left to remind the refugees of their old camp. Only a small section of the chicken wire fence remains. The Fort Ontario Emergency Refugee Shelter was located in a former army camp in the blue-collar city of Oswego, in upstate New York. 982 European refugees, close to 90% of them Jewish, came to the shelter in August 1944. Walter Greenberg was 11 when he came to Oswego. It's where he first dreamt about his future after years of fleeing Nazi soldiers and living in concentration camps. For Greenberg, being in Oswego is like being back home.
It was basically my first home as a child, even though it was in a camp and it was behind a fence. The life was very organized, you know, we did what children were supposed to do. So it was really normal, except that we weren't free.
Until 1944, President Franklin Roosevelt hadn't done much to address the Holocaust besides condemn the Nazi extermination of Jews. After pressure from American Jewish organizations, he created the War Refugee Board, which recommended that the U.S. open up temporary havens for refugees. With an election looming, Roosevelt announced the establishment of the Fort Ontario Emergency Refugee Shelter in June 1944. The refugees arrived in Oswego 2 months later on a military transport ship. Every refugee wore a tag labeled U.S. Army Casual Baggage. They came from 18 countries and spoke 21 languages. Some had been in concentration camps. Many had been on the run for years. All of them signed a paper saying they would return to Europe at the end of the war.
After going through 3 concentration camps, this is a
paradise.
Abraham Dresner and his sister Francine Salzberg came to Oswego after hopscotching between Belgium, France, and Italy. Their brother Joseph says his family felt lucky that all 11 of them made it out together.
We hear that some of the people were pretty upset when they brought us here because of the fence, and they thought, oh, is it another camp? We certainly did not feel that way,
no. That
we're fenced in and we're prisoners again. We didn't feel that way at all. This was just wonderful.
4 of the 9 Dresner siblings came to the reunion. It was their first time back in Oswego in 6 decades. Standing outside a new museum dedicated to the shelter, they remembered what it felt like to have a home after 4 years on the run.
Being a large family, we got a house, a villa.
It certainly was better than living in the haylofts, for sure.
Which we did many times in France during the war.
Wait a minute.
Walking through the Safe Haven Museum and Educational Center, former residents were delighted to find themselves in photographs on the walls.
There's Dorit, that it's a pulling body.
The pictures reveal life in the 80-acre camp. Adults working, children attending school, everyone participating in musical performances. But the refugees were only allowed to go into town for 6 hours at a time. In December 1945, President Harry Truman decided to allow the Oswego refugees to cross into Canada and re-enter the United States to apply for citizenship. Most of them did. They went on to careers as doctors, teachers, social workers, engineers, businessmen, artists, and musicians. Walter Greenberg is one of the 38 refugees who came to the reunion. He says it's always worthwhile, but never easy.
It's always different. Every time you come back, it's like when you're in love. Every kiss is different. And I always get emotional when I'm here.
Oswego's Safe Haven Museum has located 140 former camp residents, but its staff hope to find all of the living refugees in time for the group's 65th reunion. For NPR News, I'm Sky Rode.